Welcome to the Christmas edition of the Misplaced Bostonians. Hey guys, welcome back to the Misplaced Bostonians. It's the Christmas edition today. We're a few days away from Christmas now. Just going to bring you up to speed with the news, give you my opinions briefly. We've got a guest in the studio today, but we'll come to that later on in the show. Right, if you remember last time we did the show, we were talking about Matt Suzuka and the $51.1 million deal then. He was currently on the plane when I recorded the show last, and of course you all know he signed the contract and we have him for 6 years. Now that deal took, that was a month long to do that deal, and you know, eventually it came out to what we all were hoping for. I hope everyone's happy, I'm pretty happy with that, and let's just hope when he goes for pre-season training in Florida that it all goes well and no injuries before the start of the season. Also, Julio Lugo is on a 4-year deal now, signed him recently for $36 million. He played for 4 years, the shortstop. Now, I think that's a good addition to the Sox roster. We've now got another shortstop there. We can have a little bit more flexibility around in the Sox roster. Also, another thing, J.D. Drew's been a little bit of talk about J.D. Drew having problems, injuries, and a bit of physical fitness problems, but the agent for J.D. Drew says there was nothing physically wrong with the outfielder that would keep him from finalising his 5-year contract with the Red Sox. So hopefully we can get that all finalised, all done, and we've got a another good, prospective team player for the Sox. Right, guys, seeing it's Christmas, I thought I'd get a guest into the studio today and have a little talk about baseball in general. His name's Andy, talked about him last show, and he's just going to give his perspective on baseball and English people in baseball. Nice to have you in studio,
English
Andy.
English people or baseball?
Well, baseball.
Okay.
Well, no, baseball and English people.
Okay.
Cause it doesn't go together. English people and baseball doesn't mold. So can you tell me what we do if we see people wearing Yankee caps in the street?
Normally we burn them or...
while it's still on their head.
Sing a song or something, yeah. Anything that's not nice, basically.
So, see, Andy, my friend, he knows about the Red Sox. He knows it's passion versus payroll.
But people think NY is actually a brand in England. So.
They do. That's the other thing I wanted to talk about. Thanks for bringing that up. I don't know if any of you guys have been to England, any of the Americans listening out there. If you come to England, you'll see loads and loads of people wearing the Yankee cap. Now, it's... and also the Yankee clothing line as well. People don't know this because I often stop people and I'll go into shops and ask them things like that, and they all think it's a logo, like a brand, sort of like Nike or Adidas. They think it's a brand. They don't understand what they're wearing, because I quite often go up to people and go, "Oh, you guys lost last game. You know, we owned you," and they'll have no idea what I'm talking about. I'll be, "Who's your favorite player?" And they'll have absolutely no idea who I'm talking about.
Well, there was that guy in Oxford
really
Street
annoys
a few
me.
Days ago, Marshall.
Sorry,
that guy. Remember we were in Oxford Street?
Yes.
And a guy gave us evils.
Yes, we were wearing. We both had our Sox caps on. And a guy had a Yankee cap, he gave us evils. I'm not sure if it's because we were we were doing something else, but I think it was just because I think he might have been a Yankee fan, I don't know. I'm not trying to put anything in there. Right, Andy, so I'd just like to ask you a couple of questions, seeing that we're English, and just a little bit about the sport, North American sport. What do you think are the differences between rounders and baseball? Or do you think they are one and the same? And that the rounds is an English version of baseball. What
well,
do
the
you
fact
think?
That you have to, like, the rules are completely different. Like, the fact you run with your bat, which is very stupid.
Yeah.
Knock a few people out.
No, exactly, yeah.
But it's all about the passion. Baseball's all about the passion and the fans, I believe, instead of the English gentleman game of rounders.
So basically you're saying they're completely different.
Yeah.
Right, excellent. That's exactly what we want to hear. If you guys are interested, I did a little bit of research a little while ago, and... I was researching the history of both rounders and baseball, and I found out that they actually both came about at the same time. They both came about in England at the same time, rounders and baseball, and they grew up sort of parallel to each other. I guess maybe that people sort of played them both and just adapted them to their own sort of liking. The baseball obviously went over to the States and other countries and things and just grew like that, and rounders sort of stayed in England. actually have evidence to show that baseball was played in England sort of back in sort of like the 1600s and times like that, because it's actually written in sort of books by sort of Jane Austen and letters between sort of like one of the princes, I believe, of the English monarchy. So there is quite a lot to do with baseball that is English, which people don't realise these days, and that upsets me. But I'm glad you think that, Andy. It's good to hear that you don't think that they're the same. They are completely different. That's good. So tell us, have you got any stories or anything about baseball, or any that you've played with your friends, or you try and play, or is it just rounders you try and play? Or?
Well, sometimes we occasionally get the old baseball bats out and hit a few balls.
So you do play baseball with your friends?
Sometimes. Oh, my friend actually, he was looking through his loft one day, and he remembered that he had a... Because he used to live in South America in Bolivia. And he remembered that he had a ball by a player called Babe Ruth. And he had no idea who Babe Ruth was. And I think they actually gave it to someone. But then I was talking to Marsh the other day, and I told him about it. And he actually told me it's probably worth quite a lot of money these days.
A lot, yes. I was actually absolutely amazed when I heard about this, because that's quite something, you know. Well, I'd love to have a ball signed by Babe Ruth.
But they went to the game where he signed it as well, so...
Well, that's quite something, isn't it? That's you don't hear that sort of story very often. And I told my friend about this, the guy who had this this Babe Ruth ball, and he was a little bit upset after I told him that. Seeing that when I told him that it'd be worth a fair bit of money, he was a little bit upset, yes. Right, Andy, if I could just ask you to tell the folks at home how to contact us.
Please email us at tmbpodcast@gmail.com or visit our MySpace at myspace.com/tmbpodcast. Thank you and have a very nice Christmas.
Right, a couple other things I'd just like to add before we go. If any of you guys are in the Nessun area for TV viewing, Nessun has a show, Nessun Walk Off Socks, debuts December 25th at 8 p.m, where you can relive the most dramatic finishes in Red Sox history with Nessun's new Walk Off Socks. You can see Curt Schilling's 2004 Boston debut, where he pitched 8 innings, Mark Bellhorn's hit a game-tying single in the 9th, setting the stage for an eventual 2-run game-winning home run in the 12th by David Ortiz. So if you'd like something to watch on the 25th at 8 p.m, that's Walk Off Socks on Nessun. As I'm sure all of you are aware, the Red Sox play-by-play is no longer called by the Boston radio WEEI. It's now on WRKO, the sister network. And the broadcast team for next season is going to be Dave O'Brien, Glenn Giffner, and longtime Sox voice Joe Castiglione. Right, that's about all we have for this week's show, as the news in Red Sox fades down a little bit for Christmas, but it won't stop, and I'm sure it'll come back up straight after Christmas Day. So stay on the ball, keep up with the news. Don't forget myspace.com/TMBpodcast is where you can contact us. And if you would like some news to be kept up to date with, add SoxSpace. That's SoxSpace on MySpace. That's the very good MySpace account to catch up with all your Sox news. I talk about them all the time. You know who they are. Go and add them. They're a great site. That's about it from me. I'd like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you all. Keep safe, stay well, and most importantly, enjoy your time off. Merry Christmas, guys.
Out Christmas break, back to Boston.
The Red Sox in 4 straight.
First the Yankees,
then St. Louis.
The curse reverse.
The Bambino really blew it.
Derek Jeter's lost his mind, tripping on a broomstick. Better luck next time.
It's gonna be a merry, merry, merry freaking Christmas. All you New York Yankee fans can kiss this. The mistletoe kiss, swing a miss. Steinbrenner's really pissed. Have a merry, merry, merry frickin' Christmas.
Speedo. Hey! A-Rod, you gotta feel the sting. You could have come to Boston to wear a World Series ring. We all know you're choking on your lunch. Try a knuckle sandwich and the Veritech punch. It's gonna be a merry, merry, merry freaking Christmas. All you New York Yankee fans can kiss this. The tree, the gifts, the mistletoe kiss. Swing a miss, Steinbrenner's really pissed.
George, I hope you can't sleep at night. Pass the beer nuts.
It's gonna be a merry, merry, merry freaking Christmas. All you New York Yankee fans can kiss this. The tree, the gifts, the mistletoe kiss. Swing a miss. Steinbrenner's really pissed. Have a merry, merry,
I'm Santa W. Claus, and I approve this message.